You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give the Lord praise for another favored Thursday. We do not take it for granted. And we are excited to be in God's presence, for we know that in His presence is fullness of joy, at His right hand are pleasures forevermore. Today, as we pray in God's presence, pleasures are your portion in Jesus' name. The lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. It doesn't matter how your day began. It doesn't matter how your week began. The Lord has pleasures forevermore for you as we fellowship in His presence today. Kingdom authority, Mark 16, verse 17 to 18. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. Shall they cast out devils? They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Today, we are focused on using authority to do good. And specifically from the scripture, Mark 16, 17 to 18, we are focused on kingdom authority. The authority that Christ Jesus has won for us, the victory, the power that He has won for us on the cross, paying the price and yet declaring us as joint heirs with Him, where we also have access to every promise that comes with that. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power. He had power, authority. And what did he use that for whilst on the earth? He used it all for doing good. We must use authority given to us by God to do good, not to cause harm or to abuse. Cause abuse. It's very important to do good with that which the Lord Jesus has won for us. True kingdom authority manifests in doing good, not in controlling people, but in doing good. Not in manipulating and controlling people. Our influence should be a blessing wherever we are. So godly influence, good influence, being good to others, doing good is very, very important. Otherwise, we would be misapplying that which Christ Jesus has won for us, the kingdom authority we have. If we fail to do good, it means that we are applying wrongly. When we move into controlling and manipulating, then we are applying wrongly the kingdom authority that we have. And when we do not do good and we just sit aloof, sit on the fence, just observing and doing nothing, that too, we are underutilizing the kingdom authority that has been given to us. And we know that our Father in heaven, He does not like non-productivity. I'll share three key things that you should rather do. You must empower rather than overpowering. So you help others instead of controlling or manipulating them, but rather help them to be better. Help them to achieve. Help them to be productive. Help them to also be a blessing to others instead of overpowering, you must empower. You have to evaluate where you hold influence, whether you're a parent, you're a manager, whether you're a leader in the ministry, whether you're a coordinator. You have to consciously choose to use your position to clear obstacles for others, to help others, instead of rather enforcing or placing rigid dominance on them, dominating them, so that everybody sees you. That must not be the case. A good mentor will always help others to do well so that they can also be seen or valued, and not everything coming to them as a mentor. You have to actively scan for opportunities. Don't wait for people to beg for your help when you come for meeting. Don't sit on your phone, pressing your phone, whilst there are things to be done. You have to ask, what can I do to help? Scan for opportunities for service. It is so sad that in many places, let me put it that way, sometimes poverty-ridden places. Not only that, in many places, the youth of today do not want to serve. They don't want to learn skills through service. And if it comes to scanning for opportunities, only for what they will get, it is very sad, and we must move away from that. We must scan for opportunities where we can serve, because it is through your service that one day recommendation will come. Don't get tired of serving. And if you are holding any position, hold it with a service mentality that you are there to do good. Write it on your book. Put it, that statement, on your status. Put it somewhere you can see. I am here to serve and do good. To serve and do good, and not to lord over others and to control others. Not at all. You have to make it a goal that this week, for the next 7 days, every single day, there must be something I can say that I did this, not out of some reward, but out of doing good. Freely have you received, freely gave. What can you say that you did this week that you just did out of a good heart and not for some reward? What can you say? The Lord help us in the name of Jesus. And we have to keep an open hand, extending an open hand of support to others who are in need. Today we are going to our first prayer topic. Philippians chapter 4, verse 5. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. We are praying that Father in heaven, grant me the wisdom and discernment to use the authority you have given me effectively in Jesus' name. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray right now.
Help us, Lord. Jesus, according as you have taught us today.
Help us. Help us. Help us. Help us. Help us. As you have said in Philippians chapter 4, verse 1, that we should let our moderation be known unto all men. Our moderation be known unto all men, not withholding, Lord. Because the Lord is at hand. Lord, Father in heaven, we pray, grant us the wisdom and discernment to use the authority you have given us effectively in Jesus' name. Spirit of the living God, help us, help us, help us. Father in heaven, by your Holy Spirit, help us. In Jesus' name, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. To use the authority that you've given unto us. Lord, to serve effectively. To serve effectively. Help me use the authority you've given unto me effectively, Lord, to use it effectively. In the name of Jesus, give you praise, Jesus. Galatians chapter 6:10. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. We are praying, Father in heaven, show me opportunities to use my position and influence to do good to many in Jesus' name. Whether it's your talent, your abilities, your skill, your specialties, the Lord should help us to use all these to do good to many In Jesus' name, lift up your voice and begin to pray right now. I know that everywhere we are, the workplace, in our homes, at our schools, wherever we are, in our companies, wherever we are, Lord, even our organizations, wherever we are, on the streets, wherever we are, help us, Lord, help us, Lord, help us, Lord, show us opportunities to use, Lord, even that is anything you've given unto us, Lord, even to do good to many, 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 in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying our last prayer at this prayer Thursday from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 18, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate. That they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate. So we are supposed to be rich in good works. Rich in good works, not monetarily. Yes, we have to be financially well-resourced. We are well-resourced to do good works to our family, our friends, our colleagues in ministry, our spiritual family, not just natural family alone. Good works all around, everywhere we go. Everywhere we go. Peter's mother was healed by Jesus. Good works. And it's not only about extending financial support to others. There are people who are searching for money from you. But what really they need from you is the power of God made manifest. Some, you have to pray for them. And whatever is afflicting them will leave. No hospital bills. In the name of Jesus, the Lord help us. We are praying that Father in heaven, make me rich in good works. Make me rich in good works, generous and ready to share what you entrust to me in Jesus' name. And I'm saying this because some of you are holding people in your heart. When you release them, God will manifest his power through your prayer for them. They may be afflicted, burdening you with asking for money, and then you too have held your heart upset with them. But when you release, you ask, we pray this prayer. Father in heaven, make me rich in good works, all round works, not just financial support, generous and ready to share. Ready to share, and what you entrust to me in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice according to 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 18, and begin to pray this last prayer.
Cause us to be rich in good works, Lord, ready to distribute, willing to communicate. In the mighty name of Jesus, willing to communicate, willing to communicate, willing to communicate. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. If you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, please, I'm inviting you to do so. The wages of sin is death. And scripture says that for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Where man is born into sin, every man born of a woman is born into sin. And except you give your life to Christ Jesus, sin will carry you to hell and hell to the lake of fire. But today, you have this opportunity. Just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I come before you. Please have mercy upon me. I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you are the resurrection and the life. And today, as I surrender my life unto you, please grant unto me life and grant unto me every promise that, Lord, you have purposed for my life to help me live a godly life unto the glory of your name. In Jesus' name have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. As we come to the close of this meeting, God's word says in Psalm 37, verse 4, that when we delight ourselves in him, he will grant us the desires of our heart.
So as we sing this last song of praise, hold on to any documented prayer requests you have in faith, knowing that the Lord will turn each one of them into a testimony according to his will and time. In the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and sing this song with me.
You are powerless.
Requests are turned into testimonies according to his will and praise him. Service. Contact us by our email info@glowmusicministry.com. You can also call or chat with us on 026-000-9090. You're welcome to the family of God. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Though music, stand out with God.